see. I don't remember who made that brush hog my dad had. It was like a lighter kind of a blue color, if I remember, but man, that thing was solid. I remember my mom, she forbade him to run the tractor, hook up, or do anything, because he went to hook up the drive shaft and stuff to the tractor and wasn't paying attention, and the knuckle, you know, on the shaft swung down and pinched his finger, his thumb, or something. Heck, and that was big and heavy duty. He could have been injured, or maybe he wouldn't have been able to work. So I had experience messing with tractors and stuff, so I ended up being the guy to, for years after that, run that tractor and push snow and mow and do all that stuff. My poor dad wasn't allowed to touch it anymore.
Yeah, them stump jumpers, that style with the disc, with the pair, with the two blades or four blades, boy, I'll tell you.
What?
Oh, yeah, that gas light just come on, idiot light. Anyways, those are, man, I just had somebody do some horrible stuff to me out here on the road. A bird, I flew in the Canadian bird. Anyways, they got the goose. So, with them blades that fold up on the disc, those are really nice when you're, when you hit something you're not supposed to, right? But, you know, you really got to keep those sharp. Otherwise, the foil mower does a much better job.
Okay. Yeah, my dad had a set of had plows. He had a disc and a drag and a box to hook up to it. I used to have a lot of fun out there on his little hobby farm messing around with stuff. I had my aunts come all the way up from Detroit to get stuff I grew in the garden. It was a lot of fun.